In the first reading, we have the beginning of what's called the Book of Consolation. It's probably another section of the Book of Isaiah. It might be written later than the other section. But it starts off, comfort. Comfort my people. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. You see, tell my people, I know they're suffering. And I know they're suffering because of their sins. But I will come and comfort them. This is a revelation of God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. And then we have the famous passage which not only John the Baptist adopted as his self-description, but it was one that was already used at the, among the people who lived in the Dead Sea there, you know, the Qumran community. The text in Isaiah goes, a voice cries out, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Because the Lord is going to come and fill in the hills, and, you know, lower the hills and fill in the valleys, and people will come back to their land. And then we have this example. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. You see what it has to do with Christmas? You see what this has to do with preparing now for this coming, this new presence of Christ in the church and in the church for the sake of the world? Here is your God. He comes with power. The Lord God who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a sheep, like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, gathering them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. That's why, that's background for we have today. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one wanders away, will he not leave the 99 and go? Most shepherds won't. I'm liable to lose the 99. But the shepherd who cares will go find that one and bring him back. And it's from that, of course, that we have that whole parable as developed in St. Luke. In between these readings, which are about God's care, God's promise, God's consolation, God's, because that's what it's all about, we have this Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song. Why is it a new song? Because it's about a new thing. It's about the very presence of God among us in a humanity, in Jesus Christ. He's here among us to teach us, to help us, to save us, to die for us. See, and that's why you have this phrase which comes in some several psalms, you see. Sing out to Adonai a new song because he has done wondrous things. And it goes on to tell us about these wondrous things. Today we have only selections of the psalm, but maybe enough. Read it when you get home. Pray it when you get home. Because you see, what this is describing for us is that there's joy when the Lord comes. There's joy when the Lord comes. And not only do we get excited, the sea, the trees, they all get excited. God is here. That's the promise of God's plan for all eternity. That's God's plan, that there be joy, that there be fulfillment, that the seas are having a grand time and the trees are clapping their hands, the stars are singing. God is here. Well, what will we be like if even the inanimate creation gets so excited? What will it be like? God is here. But you see, in faith, this Christmas, God is here. Oh, do you see the why the Lord is stirring us up to pray and to look forward with joy? You know, I've said before, you read the lives of the saints, and you say, whoa, saint? I'll just put my money in the collection and hope for the best, you know? That's too hard. But read the lives that the saints write themselves. Read what the saints write. It's all full of joy. Do you think God will let his servants down? That they will suffer for him and work for him and go against their own self for him, and he's going to just leave them there? In the depth of their spirit, there is a joy that is untouchable. Even in people like Mother Teresa and Saint Therese. Darkness, but at the depth of their spirit, a fire that is such a still, strong flame, unquenchable, of joy. Therese said, you know, I now understand our Lord on the cross. I don't understand how it happens. I am in such incredible pain and darkness and abandonment, and at the same time, I am filled with joy. I can't stand the pain. She once said to God, could you just take it a little easier? At the same time, she's filled with joy. That's what this psalm is about. You see? Sing to the Lord a new... Why a new song? Because he's done a new thing. What did he do? He became man. He came among us. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He is eternal. And he came among us to teach us, to console us, to show us who the Father really is, and to take all our sins and die for them on the cross so that forever we can have joy. Nietzsche once said, he hated Christians actually, but he said, you know, I'd be inclined to believe you Christians if you just looked a little happier. You tell us God himself has come among you. God himself has lifted the suffering and the sin of the world. God is preparing an eternity of joy, and you're walking around in the same shape as the rest of us. The grace of Advent is not to let that happen. Not to let that happen. Tell the Lord today how happy you are that he has come among us, that he is coming, that he's preparing us now for the mystery of Christmas, and that one day he's coming and we are going to have joy. Just think of it forever. That's our destiny. You know, St. Teresa of Avila, you've heard me say this before, says, you know, life is a night spent in a bad hotel. There's always something wrong with it. You know, but it's pretty short. And after that, there's an eternity of joy. So just try today in your prayer to say, Lord, let me see what it's like when the whole universe starts to clap their hands. They are so excited that you're coming. Let me see what that's really like. I want to look forward to joy. Of course, I'm going to suffer, and I'll do my best to take it and give it to you so you can use it to save the world. But I know that this is not the last. Therese used to say, when I die, God is going to say, now it's my turn. See, that's faith.